This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts. Hello, this is 6 Minute English with bbclearningenglish.com. I'm Jackie Dalton, and today I'm speaking to you from the streets of Dhaka, the Bangladeshi capital. And with me today is our producer in Bangladesh, Shajuti Masood. Hello, Shajuti.
Hello.
Now, there's a reason why we're out in the streets today. And if you listen to the sounds going on around us, you'll get a clue as to what today's programme is about. Shajuti, today's topic was your idea. Can you tell us what it is?
Yes, traffic.
Right, and when I ask you, let's make a programme about Dhaka, what should we make it about? Why was traffic the first thing that came to your mind?
Well, the problems with traffic happen to be one of the major problems that people in Dhaka are facing every day. Right now you can see a great number of cars are waiting hours after hours. So I think it's a big issue these days. That's why I chose this topic.
Okay, well, from what I've seen of Dhaka in my 2 weeks here, it certainly is a big issue. I've sat in many traffic jams already. But I tell you what, because there's so much traffic out here and it's so noisy, why don't we go inside so we can hear each other speak? Ah, that's better. Before we continue, I have a question for you, Shajuti. Many cities in the world have introduced a congestion charge, which is when you have to pay to drive your car into the city centre. But which of these cities does not have a congestion charge? Stockholm, Singapore, or Geneva?
I think it's Singapore.
Okay, well, we'll find out whether your answer was correct at the end of the programme. But now, though, let's look at some traffic-related vocabulary. I like to use bad traffic as an excuse when I come in late to the office in the mornings. So I might say something like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was stuck in traffic."
Yes, and an expression we often hear related to traffic is a traffic jam. So you could say, "There was a really bad traffic jam."
Yes, a traffic jam. There are lots of traffic jams in Dhaka. You could also say there's really heavy traffic in Dhaka. Heavy traffic, which means lots of vehicles on the road. What other words come to mind when you think about traffic?
One word we might hear is chaos, when everything is crazy.
Ah yes, chaos. Everything is crazy and disorganized. It's chaos on the roads at the moment. I think it takes me about half an hour to get to work in the mornings.
Yes, it can be quite boring, and that made me wonder, in Dhaka we spend so much time sitting in traffic jams. What do people do so they don't get bored?
Okay, let's have a listen. And as you listen, try to answer this question. What kinds of things do people do so they don't get bored in traffic?
I might play with my cell phone, maybe games or rechecking my inbox, or maybe calling someone and chatting with them, with friends.
We just wait for the traffic to get clear and listen to some CD that we have in our car.
Okay, so what did we have there?
Well, the girl says she plays with her cell phone. For example, she might play games. And sometimes she chats to friends on the phone.
And the man says he just waits for the traffic to clear and maybe listens to CDs or something.
But one girl we spoke to just gets cross. Who does she get cross with? Listen to find out.
Well, actually, when I'm stuck in the traffic, I don't really think of anything, just that I get mad. I keep on thinking that government, they're not actually taking much care to, solve this problem. And that's why the traffic is increasing every single day.
Well, she gets cross with the government because she thinks the government isn't doing enough to sort out the traffic. Shajuti, she used the word mad there, which is American English for angry, to get mad. What other emotion words might we associate with being stuck in traffic?
Frustration.
Frustration, to be frustrated. You get annoyed, usually because you can't achieve something that you want to achieve or things aren't going to plan, to be frustrated.
I find being in traffic tedious.
Tedious, another good word. Very boring, tedious. So, Shajuti, what do you do in traffic jams to try to make them a bit less tedious?
Well, if someone friendly is with me, then I try to have a friendly chat with him or her and try to spend a good time and not try to focus too much on the jam and how much time I'm losing.
Okay, so you try and distract yourself from the traffic jam by talking to friends. For me, actually, as I said, I've been in a lot of traffic jams in Dhaka, but I actually like it because it's such a new place to me and I've never been here before. I'll just sit here and look out the window and watch people going by, and I find it quite fascinating. So actually, at the moment, I quite like traffic jams. Well, it's nearly time for the end of today's programme. Let's see if you got the correct answer to the question at the beginning, which was, which of these cities does not have a congestion charge? Singapore, Geneva or Stockholm? And I think your answer was Singapore. And you're wrong, in fact. It was one of the first cities to introduce a congestion charge. The correct answer is Geneva, which doesn't have a congestion charge. That's all for this week, but do join us again for more 6-Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.